from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the draft last night, Major League Baseball draft. Here's what's exciting this year for me. Normally, the draft, I'll be honest, I don't really get all that pumped up for it. It's Major League Baseball draft. We don't know who the hell any of these guys are. Yeah. Fast forward 5-6 years from now, maybe they're in the big leagues. Heck, Caden Wallace was someone that at the time they drafted him in the second round, people didn't like the pick. They said, oh, I was just, you know, drafted him because he's friends with the GM or whatever it might have been.
Former GM.
Yeah. And now everybody's overvaluing Caden Wallace. You know, this is what we do with prospects. Sometimes we overvalue them. What's exciting about the Royals' first round pick, Jack Caglione, is he could be up next year or the year after. This is a college player that has big time pop out of Florida, also a two-way player, maybe the nickname Jack Tani. It's at least fun to dream a little bit that he could perhaps do that in the big leagues, even though I think that's very unlikely.
Right.
But he's somebody that can help this team very soon. That's why I'm actually excited about this year's first-round pick. More than anything else. Yeah, home runs, power, right? Chicks dig the long ball, all that. Like, that's fun, okay? But at the same time, he might be able to help this team next year.
Yeah.
If all goes well.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's great that you're, getting a guy that doesn't take a lot of development because of the longevity in college. And I think this is one of those things where I watched a lot of, because, you know, I was working last night and the draft was on the TV. And I'm thinking, okay, one of the Royals.
I saw you on your Instagram, man. Always a cocktail in hand. Always.
Yeah. We got a big week up here at the radio station, boys. We got a 5-day stretch here, 3 shows with you guys, and then 2 with Bob on Thursday and Friday. And the dress the elephant in the room. I did get a new haircut. But the thing that's crazy about this is that stop. Bring it together, boys. I'm trying to keep you on path.
That's all you, buddy.
What are you guys doing trying to get off the run down here?
Come
on.
You should just keep on talking.
I was referencing Joe Burrow. But the thing that I think that's interesting about this is that when I look at all the reports and Annie Rodgers and talking to Vern and seeing, you know, Nightingale and Passan, the Royals were almost flabbergasted that this guy made it to the 6th pick. So to be shocked that he went 5 picks without getting drafted, and then all of a sudden it falls in your lap, and of course we hear always in the NFL draft, you take the best athlete available. This is literally homage to that. Like, you're taking a dual athlete that can pitch and can bat. And we saw from the Royals, you know, high hopes, you know, you want to hope that it can be the thing that where this guy can pitch and hit. We'll see what happens. Obviously, we may never see Ohtani pitch again because of how great he's been as a hitter this year without having to worry about throwing the baseball. But this is great because this is one of those things that if this team is being built for the next few years, you put this guy into the mix with Bobby and then, you know, a more even age veteran and Sal and Pasquantino and Melendez, you put all this together and then all of a sudden this guy's here. Oh, but let's not put, you know, the surprise too far out of reach. What if this guy comes in and hoses 3 batters out in the 8th inning, then comes up in the top of the 9th and cranks one out?
Look, I mean, we can dream about it.
I mean,
I think it would be incredible. I think it's still unlikely that he's able to do it at the big league level. That's so, so challenging to be successful at both. That's why Otani's who he is, right? That's why we view him in that way. But it is pretty cool that it sounds like from the comments with JJ Piccolo last night and from Jack himself that they're going to give him an opportunity at least
to
try to be a two-way player. I think, again, I would not bet on that actually happening. But what's exciting is he could be coming out of spring training next year and actually make the big league roster. That's exciting to have that quick of a potential turnaround of being a college player. He tied the NCAA record last year by hitting home runs in 9 straight games.
Did he also crank one like 516?
He did. And as a pitcher,
518.
Pitching wise, he struck out 170 batters over 148 innings.
Solid
the last
there.
2 years. So, I mean, he was
again. It's college. I know the pros.
But SEC ball, though, at least it was the highest. This isn't a
SEC team won the national championship.
Yeah, this is. I mean, this is the best baseball conference in the country. At least if you're gonna.
Is it just the best conference in the country?
Yeah,
it owns everything except basketball.
It is, unfortunately. Yeah,
they're getting pretty close to basketball too now.
As I say, like basketball is getting kind of built too. But I mean, when you have 40 teams in one conference, you should be pretty solid.
This is what he had to say, Jack Caglione, about the two-way plan perhaps going forward for him.
Yeah, I mean, the plan is kind of built off of what I did the past couple of years in college and really just developing more on the pitching side of things as well as the offensive side of things. It's going to be a process, and it's something that I'm very excited that I have the opportunity to do. So, you know, I'm very thankful that they're giving me the opportunity to do both, and, you know, I won't let them down.
It's one of those words, like, let him figure out if it's even possible to do.
And not going
to
let him down.
Why on the night that he's drafted would you be like, nope, you know, we already told him he can't do it. Right now, it doesn't hurt to say, yeah, we're going to give him every opportunity to do both still. And then you try to figure out, because the quicker path to him getting the big leagues, of course, they just have him as a hitter. Because if you think he's going to do both, well, then that timeline gets pushed back even more. I think that's pretty fair to say. Again, we'll talk to JJ Piccolo tomorrow about him a little bit more. They also made another pick in the second round last night, 17-year-old pitcher, much, much longer timeline on potentially ever seeing him. And then they've got more rounds today and then even day 3 tomorrow. I think tomorrow's like rounds 11 through 20 or 15 through 20 or something like that. So a busy couple of days, but that was fun to see that most of the consensus from the so-called experts agree that this was a really, really good pick for the Royals. A lot of times you get a mixed bag. This seems like one where everybody's like, no, this makes a ton of sense to go out and get this type of power bat, and the Royals might have got the biggest power bat in the draft.
Not only that, it seems like they got the biggest steal in the draft. Like, this seems like Brett Veach is giving JJ Piccolo some pointers, because when you look at the way that they reacted to this, this is one of those things where, like, oh, we thought this guy's going to go top 3, go 6 to the Royals, and now all of a sudden we get to have the whole, you know, fantasy thought process of, like, okay, can he pitch? Can he hit? Can he be this sort of impactful player? But like you said, I think the most important part is that this guy could be on the roster next year coming into opening day, and he's, you know, either in the lineup or he's on the bench and can fill in at any time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.